The Multidimensional Anuradha Nakshatra. Did you ever wonder why some people seem to command deep loyalty, form powerful connections, and inspire others with their resilience? They don't seek attention for the sake of it. They build relationships, networks, and influence through trust, devotion, and an almost magnetic intensity. When you think about it, these are the ones who combine discipline with warmth, who can be both fiercely independent and deeply devoted, who create success through alliances rather than isolated ambition. Their power isn't in dominance. It's in emotional intelligence, perseverance, and their ability to cultivate deep, lasting bonds. Is it any wonder that Anuradha Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn and symbolized by the Lotus, carries the energy of loyalty, determination, and structured relationships? This is the nakshatra of diplomats, mentors, spiritual guides, and leaders who thrive on building something greater than themselves. Anuradha natives don't just pursue personal success, they ensure that those around them grow as well, forming deep partnerships that stand the test of time. Look at the mentors, diplomats, social leaders, and trusted advisors who gain influence through patience, discipline, and an unwavering commitment to their values. Whether in politics, leadership, psychology, or healing professions, they are masters of emotional depth, able to inspire devotion while maintaining control and discipline. They don't just build careers, they build alliances, strengthening their position through trust, reliability, and strategic loyalty. And what makes them so powerful? It's their ability to balance ambition with cooperation, self-control with passion, and leadership with service. Unlike Vishakha's aggressive push for success or Swati's independent, free-spirited nature, Anuradha moves with strategic patience, always thinking long-term, ensuring that their efforts result in something stable, meaningful, and enduring. They are the loyal warriors, the trusted confidants, the ones who lead through quiet strength and unshakable integrity. But here's what's most fascinating. Anuradha's power isn't just in leadership, but in emotional resilience. Whether through friendships, partnerships, or mentorship, they understand that true power lies not in control, but in influence, not in force, but in the ability to form deep, unbreakable bonds. They don't seek superficial success. They seek purpose, creating a network of people and ideas that thrive under their guidance. So the next time you meet someone who inspires deep trust, who builds lasting connections, who balances discipline with devotion, and who thrives on patience and perseverance, ask yourself, are they channeling the structured, magnetic force of Anuradha? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just leaders. They are the architects of loyalty, the ones who remind us that true influence isn't just about ambition. It's about the people who stand by you on the journey. The multidimensional Anuradha Nakshatra, the MBTI connection. Did you ever notice how some people form deep, meaningful connections while maintaining a quiet yet commanding presence? They don't rush towards success with brute force. They build alliances, gain influence through trust, and establish themselves as the backbone of any group they belong to. When you think about it, these are the ones who navigate life with discipline, devotion, and a natural ability to inspire loyalty. Their power isn't in personal ambition alone. It's in perseverance, emotional intelligence, and the ability to sustain relationships that stand the test of time. Is it any wonder that Anuradha Nakshatra aligns with MBTI types that thrive on structured leadership, emotional depth, and relational influence? The INFJ, INTJ, and ENFJ, each in their own way, mirror Anuradha's ability to inspire trust, lead with quiet strength, and cultivate lasting connections. They don't just focus on success for themselves. They build networks, mentor others, and ensure that what they create is both meaningful and enduring. The INFJ, the advocate, is Anuradha's spiritual guide and mentor, balancing introspection with a deep commitment to those they care about. Like Anuradha, they are reserved yet powerful, forming deep bonds and leading with wisdom, integrity, and emotional intelligence. They don't seek influence for personal gain. They seek to uplift others, forming alliances that are based on trust, authenticity, and long-term vision. Their leadership is gentle yet commanding, making them natural mentors, advisors, and visionaries. Then there's the INTJ, the mastermind, the one who sees long-term strategies, values loyalty, and ensures that every step they take leads to sustainable success. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns so well with Anuradha's patient, disciplined nature? INTJs, like Anuradha, don't believe in rushing toward results. They build carefully, ensuring that their actions lead to meaningful, lasting achievements. Their strength lies in strategic thinking, long-term commitment, and an unshakable sense of purpose. And what about the ENFJ, the protagonist, the one who thrives on deep connections, guiding others toward growth, and leading through persuasion and inspiration? Unlike the introspective INFJ or the calculating INTJ, the ENFJ channels Anuradha's ability to build loyalty through charisma, trust, and emotional insight. They don't just form alliances, they nurture them, ensuring that everyone around them feels seen, valued, and supported. Their leadership isn't about dominance. It's about bringing people together, fostering cooperation, and ensuring that no one is left behind. So, when you meet someone who balances discipline with warmth, who builds relationships that last, who moves with quiet confidence and an unwavering sense of purpose, ask yourself, are they channeling the devoted, structured force of Anuradha? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just influential. They are the mentors, the connectors, the ones who remind us that true power isn't about standing alone. It's about the trust, loyalty, and relationships we build along the way. The multidimensional Anuradha Nakshatra, the Enneagram connection. Did you ever wonder why some people seem to command deep trust, build powerful alliances, and inspire unwavering loyalty? They don't seek leadership through force or dominance. They earn it through wisdom, patience, and emotional intelligence. When you think about it, these are the ones who move through life with quiet strength, forming deep relationships, leading with devotion, and ensuring that their influence is felt long after they've left the room. Their power isn't in aggression, it's in perseverance, resilience, and the ability to foster connections that stand the test of time. Is it any wonder that Anuradha Nakshatra aligns with Enneagram types that thrive on structured leadership, long-term commitment, and the ability to inspire trust? The Loyalist, Type 6, the Helper, Type 2, and the Reformer, Type 1, each in their own way, mirror Anuradha's ability to form deep bonds, lead with emotional intelligence, and sustain relationships that bring both stability and growth. They don't just move through life. They build lasting foundations, ensuring that everything they do has meaning, purpose, and long-term impact. The Loyalist Type 6 is Anuradha's guardian of trust, the one who values security, devotion, and long-standing commitments. Like Anuradha, they build deep, unwavering relationships, ensuring that those they care about are protected and supported. They are not reckless. They think ahead, anticipate challenges, and ensure that everything they commit to is solid, stable, and long-lasting. Their loyalty is unbreakable, making them powerful allies, trusted advisors, and the backbone of any community they serve. Then there's the Helper Type 2, the one who thrives on nurturing, guiding, and emotionally supporting others. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns with Anuradha's deeply relational, emotionally intelligent energy? Type 2s, like Anuradha, build influence through care, devotion, and an intuitive ability to connect with others on a profound level. They don't just form friendships, they create lifelong bonds, ensuring that those around them feel valued, supported, and uplifted. Their leadership comes not from authority, but from emotional wisdom, making them natural mentors, healers, and guides. And what about the Reformer, Type 1? The one who leads with integrity, discipline, and an unwavering sense of purpose. Unlike the security-focused Type 6 or the nurturing Type 2, the Type 1 channels Anuradha's structured, ethical, and responsibility-driven approach to leadership. They don't just connect with people, they guide them toward higher standards, ensuring that everything they do is meaningful, ethical, and long-term in its impact. Their presence is one of discipline and quiet power, making them figures of great trust and respect. So when you meet someone who inspires loyalty, builds deep and lasting relationships, leads with quiet strength, and ensures that their influence is felt through trust rather than force, ask yourself, are they channeling the devoted, resilient force of Anuradha? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just leaders. They are the protectors, the mentors, the trusted guides who remind us that true influence is not about control. It's about the depth, trust, and commitment we build with others.